Well, we already teased you earlier on our show with the music of Schubert, that beautiful, rather unusual chamber work, Shepherd on the Rock. We heard the voice of Barbara Bonney there. And that's a work that he wrote toward the end of his life, almost like a miniature opera scene, blending voice, clarinet, and piano. That music will be resonating very soon, March 26th, the Ancaster Music Society. It's a captivating classic series, and they are inviting clarinetist James Campbell, soprano Leslie Fagan, and also the pianist Angela Park at the Ancaster Memorial Arts Center to bring this masterwork to life. And I happen to have the founder of the series, Jackie, on our show, on our jukebox line right now to tell us all about it. Jackie Templeton Muir, the artistic director of the Ancaster Music Society. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you so much, Daniel. It's so nice to hear you again.
My pleasure. Great to hear your voice again, and kudos to all the work you're doing keeping the Ancaster Music Society alive with masterworks.
We are doing our best.
You're doing magic in that community, and it's a great place. You have a beautiful concert hall, a receptive audience, and you're bringing some of Canada's greatest musicians to the area. So let's talk about this upcoming concert, March 26th. Particular combination, clarinet, soprano, piano. What makes it special?
Well, it's special for me because I've known these people separately for some time, certainly particularly Leslie Fagan, who, as you know, sang many times with the Brock Music Festival, where I was for many years.
Yes.
And I was extremely fond of her, and I absolutely loved her voice. So it was a great thrill to me to see that that she was working with James and with Angela.
Yes, they have performed this many times. Yes, and yes. Every time, everybody I know who has gone and seen this trio and heard them live, they talk about it for weeks and months after, years on our jukebox. So they have a winning model here.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. And Leslie Fagan has that strong flexibility in her voice, the lyric soprano. So you need someone with that expressive delivery.
Oh, she's gorgeous. She's also very funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean behind stage?
No, on stage, too.
On stage as well. Oh, she's super charismatic. Oh, she's terrific.
She told me the other day that one of the things they love about this trio is that they all get on so well. And they love talking to the audience, and they love amusing them as well as enchanting them. So it should be a lovely concert, I think.
Always good to have a little theatrical component, but the music remains very intimate. It's late Schubert. The clarinet and the voice have this dialogue between each other. I'm always fascinated by late Schubert, that, you know, restless sometimes energy and that strong emotional arc of isolation, but also hope found in this music.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely a story in there.
There certainly is. And Daniel, you're going to be our last program on our series this season.
That's right.
Oh, we're so looking forward to seeing you too.
Terrific. I can't wait to be there. Yeah, the grand finale after this wonderful run of concerts and emotions.
We've been very, very fortunate with the musicians that have been kind enough to come and entertain us, because I don't think Ancaster was quite ready for us when we started. They weren't sure whether or not classical music was going to be of interest to them, but we're gradually building up quite a nice little audience there.
You certainly are. And I remember the night that I hosted Valerie Tryon's 90th birthday gala, the amount of people, I mean, it was filled to the brim, the audience you brought in. Tell me a little bit about the Ancaster Memorial Arts Center. I speak of it so fondly, and of course, the charming town that surrounds it. But what makes that space ideal for a program like this coming up March 26th?
I think because the hall is so conducive to the audience feeling comfortable. It's a very warm and inviting hall. And the actual theater itself, I think, is a thrill to the community because they haven't had anything like this. They've had to travel to Toronto or
right.
Downtown Hamilton for a beautiful theater. And now they don't, some of them can walk there, you know. It's an incredible joy for that.
Works great for first-timers, regular audiences. It's accessible. It's a beautiful, expressive hall. It captures all those nuances of the work.
Well, you certainly did that when you came. And I know that there are many people who are looking forward to you coming too. So So we've got two wonderful programs to look forward to this season, just Leslie and Jim and Angela, and then you. My goodness, they're going to be very spoiled in Lancaster.
Oh, beautiful. Well, you're the ringmaster, keeping all of this alive, keeping everything running for this wonderful series of events. So tell me, you are the sister of Valerie Tryon. How is she? How is she doing, Ken?
She's wonderful, Daniel. She's an example to us all, as you know.
I look up to her all the time.
Well, you've been lovely with her too. She's just produced a new CD.
Oh wow! Look at her, Energizer Bunny.
I know, that's exactly. I don't know how she does it, but she does, and she's hoping very much, I think, to continue on. She can play. She can't see very well, as you probably know.
I remember, yes.
But she doesn't need to see anything because she's got all the music in her head, so she really doesn't need to see it.
Right. All we have to do is just help her get to that piano, and then, the magic starts from the first note. What an inspiration.
Well, thank you. And it's an example to me. Every time I feel tired and I think I can't go on, I think, well, yes, but then look at her.
Sound advice. All right. Well, I've been speaking with Jackie Templeton-Muir, the artistic director of the Ancaster Music Society. And you can get your tickets now. Book them at memorialarts.ca. The next concert, as we heard, is March 26th, playing some of that beautiful Schubert, the Shepherd on the Rock that we heard earlier. That's at the Ancaster Memorial Arts Center. Tickets are $40 in advance, $45 at the door. And that is memorialarts.ca, March 26th at 7:30. Be sure to be there. It will be unforgettable. If you haven't seen this trio perform yet, you are in for a treat. You can also call the box office. I'll leave that number with you, 905-304-3232. Once again, the box office number, Memorial Arts Center in Ancaster. That is 905-304-3232. Any closing thoughts, Jackie, while I still have you?
Closing thoughts are just that. I hope sincerely that you have encouraged people to come to this, what will be a real treat for our audience. I'm so excited by this concert, and I can't tell you how much I want it to be a full hall for them, because I think they're really worth it. They're such treasures, all of them.
Absolutely, Jackie. Thank you. And thank you for that final line, because the performers also play a certain way when there's a nice large hall, a great audience body supporting them.
Of course.
They just give it their all, that extra touch. So leave that to us. Let's get those tickets sold out, so that you can hear this incredible, deeply expressive Schubert work performed by three of Canada's outstanding artists, James Campbell, Leslie Fagan, and of course, Angela Park, also bringing this to life in a hall that really lets you hear it. So that's March 26th, Ancaster. We'll see you there.
Thank you, Daniel.